Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know who would have been proud of that conversation with our man Godfrey? Dusty Baker.
Hell yeah.
Dusty Baker would have loved that conversation if he didn't hear it. Maybe as much as he loves the amazing wines that he creates right here in West Sacramento. You can learn more about him over at BakerFamilyWines.com. You can join Dusty's Clubhouse at BakerFamilyWines.com. You can head over to the tasting room in West Sacramento to pick up some of Baker Family Wines, or you could be on the lookout at the Nugget in Elk Grove, Granite Bay, Roseville, or select Raley's and Bel Air locations. Look for that wine bottle with the baseball stitch on it, the Baker Family Wines name, and grab you a bottle, grab you that rosé. If you can find the 7555, get that. If they've got one of the other cabs, if you like them dark reds, grab that. They have a large selection of rosés, reds, whites. They're all available for you at all of these different locations. Learn more about them at BakerFamilyWines.com. That is Dusty Baker's Wine. Mm. That is Dusty Baker's Winery. He has not slapped his name on some corporation who makes the wine for him. He does everything with Chick and his group that are right here in West Sacramento. So don't be fooled by some of this other stuff you see out there on the market.
Yeah.
This is Dusty's. And Dusty, he's ours.
That's right, man.
Head over to BakerFamilyWines.com.
Hands on with everything he does over there. Might see Dusty at the Golden One Center tonight.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, big game tonight against the Oklahoma
might be in the
City Thunder.
Him and Darren. Yeah. Might be in the building, man. So.
Neat Clifford going to be there. This courtesy of our man, Sean Cunningham. Neat Clifford following shoot around today. Also, I missed this during the conversation with Godfrey. Forgive me. No Domas tonight. DeMontis Sabonis is out. He will not be available in tonight's game. Zach LaVine back. He's off the injury report. And if we let this roll long enough, I think Zach LaVine does a run in here. In this conversation with Neat Clifford following shoot around. Here, this video courtesy of our buddy Sean Cunningham.
Obviously, Thunder tonight. I mean, how much do you guys take from not only the previous game, but the previous matchup you had in OKC?
I mean, it was a frustrating loss for us, knowing that we were right there to win the game. You know, personally, I didn't get to play in that game, but just seeing how many good things we did in that game to be right there and not come away with the win, you know, it gives us fuel going into this game. And we feel like we got to get them back.
Having the ability to watch that game and now participate in it, what kind of stands out from kind of the experience of witnessing what they were able to do, what you guys were able to do, and now be a part of it?
Yeah, I mean, they were the defending champs, so, like, you know, they're considered the best team in the world, and that's what we want. You know, we want to play against the best of the best, and I think for us, is going to be sticking to what we do, sticking to our game plans and being sharp in that. And if we do that, I feel like we can put ourselves in a good position.
First taste of in-season tournament tonight, just the new court out there.
That's dope. It's fire, yeah. I like our court. You know, I don't like some of those bright ones, like the bright red and bright purple. Like, we got good accents, gray on purple. I like it.
Come on in, bro. Come on in.
So here comes, here's the running from Zach.
Yeah, we're doing it. Hey, get in with me.
Yeah.
Zach, like, hey, move, Rook.
I thought you talked about yesterday.
All right. We need him to be.
Do you don't remember when it kind of started bothering you a little bit?
I just had some back tightness against Milwaukee, and then it just led into Denver. So I'm glad that they were able to get the win without me. I had a good needed day.
What do you remember from that matchup with the Thunder?
Just it was a good game. You know, I think we had control of the game for most of the point. We threw them off a little bit with some defensive coverages that we had, but championship team, they found a way to win. I feel like we gave a little bit of that away, like we have a couple games this year, but I think it's good that we already have one under our belt with versus them to see what we did wrong. Yeah, I mean, I think it's always fun to have something different. Rook's first time having it, so you know, we get to have a little bit of a college game and college seating, so it's a little different, but we play all the games.
We'll cut it right there. I don't think we're going to get anything groundbreaking. I am getting a kick out of I like Zach LaVine a lot. Neek looks like a child next to Zach. Like,
yeah.
Like watching Neek, oh, he's a young ball player. Zach come in. Zach, the, 10-year vet?
Sounds about right, yep.
That's a bit much to say he looks like his son, but he just looked like a little kid next to him.
Yeah, Zach brought his little cousin to work.
That's what it looks like. Yeah, that's absolutely what it looks like. And I love that he came in like, yeah, I'm not going to wait for you to be done. Like, I want to get this over with, too. Like, yeah. We got a game to play. Move, Rook.
Watch out, Rook.
Yeah, we got talking to do.
It's always amazing. Not amazing. It's just, like, eye-opening to see pictures and videos of veterans, NBA veterans, as rookies. So when you say that, 7 years from now, we'll look back at that video of Neek Clifford and be like, wow, look at babyface Neek.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always a trip. Like Zach LaVine has that. Like, look at LaVine just from like the dunk contest. And he looks like a different a man now compared to a young man.
Well, De'Aaron's always a funny one. Like, De'Aaron legit looks like a baby. He, you know, De'Aaron's going to make his season debut. For the San Antonio Spurs tomorrow night when they take on New Orleans. But you go back and you look at that kid out of Kentucky, man, and he is a kid out of University of Kentucky. And we've, you know, he two kids through his time here, married, sent him off to San Antonio, I guess.
Right.
It's always funny.
Cole in the dunk contest, talking about the dunk contest he lost. Man, please. Look, no shade to Aaron Gordon, because Aaron Gordon was amazing. That was the best dunk contest of all time. But Zach LaVine went through the legs from the free throw line. What are you talking? You can't. I'm not saying you have to say he won. You can't say Zach LaVine lost. You just can't.
That's fair. I mean, I guess it's fair.
No, it's law.
Oh, well, that's fine, too. The color of law. Yeah. Bring it all full circle. Yeah. I pulled up I wanted to make sure I didn't lose this. On the right side, a history of African-American comedy. This is a 672-page book.
Sheesh.
Like, it's asking, do you want to get the paperback? And I'm like, I don't think I do. I think I might get the digital version. Because if it's 672-page paperback, it's going to be gigantic.
Yeah, that's a textbook.
Yeah, I might have to go on and just get the digital version. But what I love about this is when you search something like that, you get recommended a bunch of, like, I got Black, A Celebration of a Culture. I got Textures, The History and Art of Black Hair, Black Power and the American Myth. You search for a certain type of book, you get recommendations for books of similar vein.
Yeah.
And it's hard to find good books on Black history. Like, the most difficult organization I've struggled to find a really great book on the history of the Black Panthers. There's always, like, I found stuff on Hampton, I have found stuff on Huey P. Newton, but like the organization, it's tough, man. It's tough. So anytime someone will recommend a book for us on Black History. I'm going to jump on that.
Everybody go check out Underground Books down there. RIP Mama Rose, that was her bookstore down in Oak Park, man. A lot of great black literature in that bookstore, man. So go check that out.
We're going to step out. We're going to come back. We'll be back on track. No more quick commercial breaks. We've got to get this last quick one out of the way. So we'll come back. We still got Eddie Gonzalez ahead. Corey Close, the coach of the number 3 ranked UCLA women's basketball team. They're going to be here taking on Oklahoma coming up on Monday. We'll have tickets for you for that game in the 3 o'clock hour as well. That's all ahead. Eddie Gonzalez next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Dan. Back here with our man Eddie Gonzalez here.
I was just going to ask you, what's your thoughts on Sebastian Fundora and Virgil Ortiz?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're not fighting each other, but they're just two. Yeah.
No, Virgil Ortiz, that's my man, though.
He's fighting Erickson Lubin. I know you're familiar with him.
Yeah, no doubt. I was watching. I looked him up on YouTube. I think it was yesterday or the day before. Yeah, no, man, that's a good look right there. That's a good look right there.
That's a great point, though, Kenny. Like, you remember the days we had to find fights, download them, had to watch.
Oh, man, it's crazy. That's why we had to watch everything.
Like greatest fights on YouTube now. Yeah. I could just, I remember like a knockout, and I'm like, oh, let me go see Eric Morales knock out this guy. Let me go see when Danny Garcia caught him, and then you go down the road. That did not exist before. No. I was using Mega Upload. I was everything I could to get these fights.
That's why we had to watch the fights when they were on. Because it was like, man, bro, I don't know how I'm going to see it if I don't see it now. That's why pay-per-view worked. Because it's like, you better watch it.
It got us. Yeah, I miss a good fight party, though.
Yeah, anytime Kenny asks me about boxing, I'm giving y'all a lesson in how you could fake your way through a sports meet. Oh, yeah. No, for sure. I'm with KC, though. Like if Sebastian's on his game, yeah, it'd be fine. It'd be
Sebastian on his game.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to make sure that, you
Hell,
know,
I think that's what half the people on TV do.
Look, this is what you say.
Oh, that is.
This is all you say. Hey, man, he's got to get that jab going. That's what all the time. Yeah. He's got to get that jab going.
Got to use his leg. Once he finds the distance in this fight, whole new fight.
Yeah, right. There's cliches that you can use in any sport. Hey, what'd you think about the Broncos? You know what? If they just get to the quarterback, like if the Broncos say getting to the quarterback, it'd be great.
Hey, man, cut down the turnovers, take care of the ball, and, I mean, that's the key to victory.
That's it. Yeah, I mean.
You establish the run early. The play action will be there later, and you know this team, they need that.
Hey, King's got to get out fast. They got to stay on top. They got to get out fast. They got to stay on. No slow starts tonight against OKC.
You know what it is in basketball? Man, they got to win the boards, man. Get on the boards.
I thought it was protect the ball.
Protect the ball and get the ball. But here's the thing I always say about the boards is, yeah, the team that wins the battle of the rebounds will win the game because they're getting the missed
other
shots.
Team's bricking.
Right. Like, that's
like
why they're
getting the football. Yeah, we won the game because we were up 20 and got to run it the whole second half. Right. Of course, our running game looked great. Yeah. Our time of possession was crazy. We were up 40.
Good times.
Your boy was – they got a classic of your boy the other day.
I hope we're here to talk Russell.
Oh, my God. You want to talk Russ?
We can do that.
Oh, let's talk Russ.
We're just talking KD, but let's talk Russ.
Let's talk the greatest rebounding guard in NBA history.
I like that Russ is in this place now where he's just like, everybody hates me, so I'm just going to actually say what I think. And he's just like, yeah, I'm that dude.
The best part about that was they were like, no, actually, you are the best rebounding guard in history. You are literally number one.
We said this when he finally signed. Like, we're gonna get some throwback games. Like, we're gonna get some Russ games. There's just no way. There's whether it's the matchup, whether he's just got his best shoes on, whatever. But some nights we're gonna get some Russ games. Not every game. We're gonna hate some games. But it's just fun to watch him be Russ, man. It's just fun to look at the stat sheet and be like, he got what? I love Russ, bro. I can't turn that off. I'm sorry.
I feel the same way, and I don't want to make it the exact same thing because it's not. It's literally not. We talk about LeBron and what he does at his age, KD and what he does at his age. Yo, Russell Westbrook is 36, 37 years old.
Yeah,
still flying up and down the court, finishing at the rim, running past defenses. It's once again, it's not those other two because those other two are going crazy still. But I think it's damn impressive what Russ is doing at this point in his career at that age. He's done it in Denver. He did it in Washington. He did it with the Clippers. Now he's doing it with the Kings. It's pretty impressive. I don't think it gets talked about enough.
Nah, these guys have desensitized us to age. And it's like, you're not supposed to look like this in – you know, I think it's technically Kevin's 19th season because he lost a year to injury and lost another one to injury. Like, you know, but 36, 37 years old. Steph is 37, be 38. LeBron is 41. You know, like, this is not how it's supposed to look, especially in basketball. I'm not going to say it's easier in football for Tom Brady, but Tom Brady was in a position where he got to use his mind a lot. He kind of he was very well protected in Tampa Bay and was able to kind of still be him. But these guys got to play defense. They got to run up the court, up and down the court. They got to be athletic. And they have really desensitized us to what age looks like. Because you look around the league and you see, like, Jimmy is kind of like a shell of himself. He's still getting it done, but he's just not the same Jimmy. You look at Paul George. Paul George is in his mid-30s, and he looks like he's in his mid-30s. I think a guy we watch kind of have his twilight of the career in front of everybody, you know, Vince Carter, he at this age, these last, like, 4 or 5 years, he was just, you know, leadership, locker room, end of the bench guy. These dudes are still – I was laughing with Kevin, actually, like, because we were talking about the Lakers. Lakers had a big win, and we were talking about Austin Reeves. And it was like, it's crazy that I still expect LeBron to average 25 a game, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Not only do I expect it, like, I'll be disappointed if it doesn't, and I, like, fully believe he's going to. Like, that's the level, that's the standard they've set for players at this age, and that's not normal. Like, we see it as normal because we see these dudes all the time, and they kind of look the same. But, like, yeah, what they're doing is crazy. And salute to Russ. I think you're right. He's in that group, and it's fun to watch, man. Like, we're watching the eras change right in front of us. Like, we're actually, like, we're not even in that Giannis Jokic era anymore. Now we're like Shea, Tatum, and like we're beyond, and we're looking at younger guys younger than them, like waiting for them to do their stuff. Wemby is next, and you know, these dudes are still here. You know what I mean? Like, I always say, like, it's still the craziest story in sports that I'm watching LeBron James and LeBron James Jr. At the same, like, you're like, the other day I watched Marcus Smart pick up Bronny off the floor, and I'm like, huh? Like, this is crazy. And it's like he's still effective at that level, and Russ is too. And you know, I'm happy that Sacramento gets to see that. And I hope he's wearing number 19 next year, whether it's in Sac or somewhere else.
It needs to be in Sac. We talking about Russ, and I want to keep talking about him, but you mentioned those guys. DeMar DeRozan just 29 25 27. His game didn't change a little bit because he's not as athletic, but like he's 30 plus, like high 30s, you know, in age, and still just these young boys, these 22-year-olds that come into the league ain't got nothing for him. Nothing.
Yo, it reminds me of like old school basketball because you had veterans still, and they had like tricks of the trade, and they were just stronger than dudes, and like they'd just bully you a little bit. And like, I remember, you know, the Weber Kings, they had like Corliss. Corliss would just elbow you to start a game, and it's like, whoa, like, what are we doing here? Like, Kevin told me this story, and you can look it up. The video is out there, but when I was in Houston, we were talking about how he played against, like, real centers. Like, Rosso Nesterovic was on his team, and, like, he had real, like, big dudes who played like vets and would body you. And he was like, man, my second year, third year, I tried to dunk on Shaq. We're like, what? Because we're like, the convo came up because we were talking about Yao. We saw Yao that night. I don't know if y'all have seen Yao in person. He's not a human being. Like, he looks absurd. So it's like, you play with Yao, right? He's like, yeah, I play with Shaq. I play all these dudes. And so he tells us this story about trying to dunk on Shaq. You can find the video. He catches a pass on a fast break and was like, oh, I'm going to get him. Like, he's running full speed. He's like, I got him. This is Phoenix Shaq. Man, Shaq knocked his ass out the air so fast. He said, bro, I remember like a flash. Like, I jumped. And the next thing I know, Shaq is picking me up off the ground and going, don't you ever try to effing dunk on me, young fella. And you can see it in the video. Sure enough, knocks him out the air, catches him, picks him up, and he whispers something to him. And Kevin's just like wide-eyed, like, what just happened? So, like, they used to have them dudes. And so now they're superstars, though, but they're still out here being vets, showing these young boys how it works.
Eddie just says something, and I don't want to derail the conversation, so I just bookmarked it. And
no, run with it. We're here.
Let's see.
I don't know if you heard it, too. He just said something. He said, I remember when Weber, you know what I'm saying? And then I said, oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's happening.
Yeah.
It's happening.
I remember
when Weber and them Kings, you know what I mean?
We have speculated how long it's going to take.
It's out here, they tell me I got an accent. Now back home, they say I got a New York. I'm like,
I heard it.
Maybe
I heard
everybody
it.
Else just talks funny, and I talk regularly.
No, I heard
you. You the new Ebro. Yeah, you the new Ebro.
I did an Ebro.
Yeah.
Don't you dare.
We losing all our people out there to New York.
Ebro's a New Yorker. I don't care what he say.
Man, you about that close, Eddie. Be careful.
He
you
said
about
it.
That close,
I just
bro.
Heard him. He said, yo, I remember. I remember when Weber, you know what I mean?
You out here running Central Park, man. You about that close, bro.
Oh, man. All right. Hey. I got to come back. I got to, like, reacclimate.
Absolutely.
You're going to come back and struggle. You're going to have parkas and Tims. And, you know, man, it's 70 degrees out here. What's going on?
We looking like Bishop
man,
and Juice.
What was he about to say about KD? What was he getting into with the crowd, with the fans? What did he do?
Oh, that video with T was great. When he told him, man, your son don't even want to be here. This is your last weekend here. Only thing that would have made it better is if he said, hey, man, enjoy Sacramento.
Hey, that dude, courtside, he get all the good footage. And I don't know what he said to Kevin, but he get it out of here.
Who was he talking to the like last year? He got into it with somebody.
Somebody hit a shot on his ass and told him to come back. Shut up.
Yeah, somebody. Yeah, you're right. He gets auto low courts.
I'm happy he exists.
Speaking of hitting,
we need that couple from the Kings games to lock in. They there every day next to the bench. I need their
phone. Oh, that's our girl.
Yeah, Lania.
Yeah, that's our girl.
Yeah, she tapped in. She don't pull out the phone, but she
She locked in. She'll never take the phone out.
Content.
Now that girl is not a content creator. She locked in on the game.
There is somebody. Watch the Throne 916. It's this older Asian lady. I met her before on Instagram. She takes videos.
Older Asian lady is named Watch the Throne 916.
Yeah, because I followed the Instagram account. I followed the Instagram account and I would follow it. And then I was at the settle down. I was at the game one time and I was there and I saw her pull up
courtside. You were there courtside?
No, I was in the second row. I wasn't courtside, but I saw her pull up her phone. I tapped her.
To the club and stuff.
I tapped her. I said, "You're Watch the Throne 916, huh?" And she said, "Yeah, yeah."
Casey want to be regular so bad,
bro. I wasn't courtside though.
Casey want to be a regular person so bad.
I know the ushers all in the arena know you. I know they just.
Those are my dogs. Yeah, shout out Mr. Oyster. Shout out
Mr. Caraway. You know Mr. Caraway.
Shout out my other dog Kenny. You know what I'm saying? He's
good. He's good. Don't worry. They knew.
Oh, I forgot my pass today. Oh, come on, Mr.
Caraway. It's all right, man. What are we talking about?
It's all right, Mr.
Caraway. They get on the walkie to get you a new one.
They do the same thing with Damien. Don't listen. They got you. Dog, stop. They do the same thing with him, bro.
You go through the main entrance, or you got like the side one by the store?
You know the answer.
Just the media entrance. It's literally the media entrance.
You know the answer to that, Eddie. You know the answer to that.
That's the media entrance.
Stop it.
He come in through the practice facility in like that secret hallway.
That's where he get ready. He got his own locker. I heard he got his own locker.
He walk in with toiletries in a bag.
Yeah, shea butter and head gloss and all that stuff right there in the locker room.
Not the
Gucci, regular toiletry bag either.
The Louis Vuitton toiletry though.
Mm-hmm. LeBron walked in though with one of those one day, and I'm like, all right, come on, King, like come on, man, you're at home, like why are you walking in with that? Come on,
it's
dog.
Your locker. Why? Deodorant. It'd be a big ass bag, toothbrush, deodorant, and like some clothes.
It's
like,
a bag. It's empty. Right. It's got his wallet in it. Like, man, you don't need a toiletry bag at the Staples Center.
It's your home locker. All that stuff is already there.
You know what I love is like when they do like Halloween or they do like a theme or a dude shows up in some like big grandiose outfit and they lose and you got to put that back on. Like, you know, you don't have a backup outfit. Like, I want to say Grant Williams, he came as Batman, but they lost. But then he had to put Batman back on and talk about it.
Yes. Bro, you better put a sweatsuit
in
your locker.
That's when you bring the duffel. Yeah, what are you doing?
Give me some team attire. Like, I got...
Remember when Dame came in Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah, that was a classic.
He had to walk because he just put the mask on and put the belt over his shoulder with the vest. But he had to walk down because the whole Austin thing had to be the walk, and he nailed it.
That was the classic right
Good
there.
Good work.
Hey, real quick, though, I mean, we know you got your ear to the NBA streets. What you hearing about Ja, man? Is this real? Is it like, what you hearing?
I'm definitely hearing it's real. I mean, I don't know how that situation is going to resolve. You see a report today that kind of mirrors what I heard, which like Ja's not the only one upset with their new coach and their philosophy. And
you can see it.
That's a two-way street. Ja's being vilified because he's Ja, and people love to get on their mic and camera and go, T. Morant needs to whoop him or whatever they be saying on these podcasts. But he's not the only disgruntled player there. And having just watched a full Memphis Grizzlies game 2 nights ago, it's not a happy team. And having been able to hear a little bit about what's going on, not a happy team. But it is real, and I think it is something they're going to have to address. And if this situation gets worse, I think the rubber will come to the road. And, yeah, the Kings are one of those teams. I think the Phoenix Suns are one of those teams. I think the usual suspects like Miami are one of those teams. But if you look at what the Grizzlies may want and what the Kings are willing to part with, I'm very fascinated to see. Ja's at a relatively low salary number for a superstar level player as well, like $39 million I think he's at. So that's easier to get to than the 55, 60 that some of these 10-year max guys are at. I'm very intrigued. you know, I thought the Suns were a likely destination, and then I watched Jalen Green go off yesterday, so I'm like, maybe they're not so quick to get off Jalen, but Jalen for Ja and, like, one small piece is an easy trade to make. I think in a situation like this, I always look at the easiest trade, and I think DeMar works almost straight up. I think Zach does as well. You add a small piece. Like, that, there's a lot of flexibility here for the Kings if they want to do that. It just turns into what Memphis wants. If you want to add picks, if you want to do this, you want to do that. I think it's one of the types of swings that Kings have to make, but I just wonder what that team is after that. You know what I mean? Like, I forget who it was that made this point, but you get a player like that in your building, they kind of do become the team for the city. And for Memphis, that's a struggle, but I think for the Kings, it's a bonus. You put him in the city, much like Russ, getting the support of the city, and you kind of sell your team on that. Like, we might not win every game, but we have Ja Morant here. I'd love to see him in Sacramento and then see how they build around that. But, like, the team he would show up to, I don't know if that fits what Ja is right now at this moment in time.
You mentioned the game two nights ago. Casey and I were talking about that one yesterday. I think Jaren had, like, 9 in that game.
Ja Morant is shielding Jaren Jackson from a ton right now. Because
they had three players on the floor. They had three players on the floor that weren't moving.
I think there's a heavy emphasis on shooting threes, which Ja obviously is, and Kungu is not a great shooter. I think, you know, Jaren does shoot threes, but, like, not to the level that they want him to. I think it's just a philosophy, difference in philosophy. But, again, Ja is saving Jaren, and Jaren is just a friendlier personality. But he's got a big contract, and he looked just as lethargic as Ja, if not worse. Mm-hmm. That was an ugly game. And, you know, the Rockets mucked it up and kind of, like, you know, played to their level for a little while, eventually pulled away. But that team doesn't look happy. You know, just, like, not to be the body language police, but that's not a team giving a ton of effort. And we're gone from the grit and grind days. Even that culture that they had when they made that second round run, when they played the Warriors, played the Lakers and all stuff, it's a frustrating team over there. So I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, it's not like Desmond Bane is killing in Orlando, but maybe that was the very beginning of the complete teardown and then seeing what they do next.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, it's going super bad, man, in Orlando.
Goodness gracious. Do you subscribe to not necessarily the conspiracy theory, I don't want to say it that way, but just the thought that basketball in Memphis is in trouble, and that also plays a part in whether or not they keep Ja Morant or not, and they're looking for relocation as opposed to expansion in the league right now? Do you think any of that is real or plays a part?
I'm not always as doom and gloom with some of these situations. I feel like the modern NBA media always wants to tear a team down and trade everybody away and blow it up, tank, and get assets and all that. But there's a lot going on in Memphis for sure. And it's been that way for some time. I mean, it's I remember when the Kevin trade stuff was happening, like, that was coming up in conversations as well. Same for Jimmy, when they were looking at Jimmy. And it's just like, what is the future of that team? Where is that team going to be? How invested are they in what they're trying to do there? They spent a lot of money this summer, you know, re-upping on Jaren and collected some assets. And you would think they're building that team. They spent a lot of money on Ja a couple years ago. But it is a mess. I mean, I don't know about the status of, like, moving teams around in the league. And, you know, a couple years ago, we just all knew Seattle and Vegas had a team on the way, and that changed. And you got Adam Silver basically saying he wants a team in London, and they can pull it off. And so, you know, is that the future of the league? It seems like it. Are they in a rush to get a team out of Memphis? If the attendance gets worse and they start losing money, definitely. But, I mean, to go where? There's too much going on in the league right now to kind of look forward to that. I think this is just a team that doesn't know what to do. After they got rid of their coach of the year candidate, they kind of stripped away some of their identity. And it's a team that's going to be bad, it seems like, for a while.
Yeah, well. Yeah, well.
Yeah, so you guys want 12 in Sacramento?
Hell yeah. Well, I do. It's been a discussion
for a couple of days.
I do. I see all the red flags. I see all the things that are concerning, but I'm willing to take the chance for that ceiling.
What do you think? What do you think about Ja in Sacramento? Does it make sense?
Well, this is my thing with, you know, I'm not to say small market team, but just teams that can't tank or win. That's what the Kings have constantly been to me. The team that refuses to tank, with a team that can't necessarily win to the level they want. There's only a few ways to acquire a star. And this is one of them. Disgruntled, selling low, got to do what you can to get them. The other one is drafting, and they just don't win the draft ever. So this is their chance, and there's only going to be so many disgruntled stars, you know, around. And this is, in his situation, this is a guy who isn't going to get to really dictate what he wants in the way that Giannis would, or Joel Embiid, or maybe a Trae Young, or who, all these other guys who may or may not become available at some point in the next year. To me, yeah, this is where you jump and you figure out what. And you get Ja in that building, and then you kind of hope to surround him with some other stuff. But you don't get a Ja Morant blockbuster like that any other way, really, if you're the Kings. You don't do that if you're the Jazz. And, you know, like Cleveland going after Donovan Mitchell. We're not going to win the draft. We got to do what we can to get him. I think you got to do it. If the Grizzlies are playing ball, you got to do it, and you figure out the rest after that. I still think he's a talent. It's just he's one of those talents where he needs a very specific team around him. He had that team for about 18 months, and, you know, it would be your task then to build that around him after that.
I'm a follow up. I think I know the answer based on what you just said. We're sure that Ja is still a star.
I think it's a great question. I think it's a very valid question, and I don't think we are sure.
Okay.
Between the injuries, which is a real thing, and I hate to just bank on a guy getting hurt, but for the sure. way he plays, I mean, he himself is like, I'm going to stop dunking because I keep getting hurt. That's alarming to hear at that age. And he has been hurt a lot. He's a guy who – he kind of reminds me of Iverson. Iverson used to always get knocked down, and he used to always be hurt. He's always finger this, elbow that, wrist this, knee that. That stuff adds up. And now today, you know, the trainers aren't going to let you play with all that. So I think that's what you have to concern yourself with. And to me, when I watch him, and I love Ja, I just don't see the evolution of what he was 3 years ago. So I just see a player that goes left a lot, refuses to really shoot jumpers, has never really put the effort forward on defense. And yes, he has a great handle. Yes, he gets the cup a lot. Yes, he does provide a lot of stuff that is great. And he's crazy athletic even after these injuries, but that's the part that scares me just as much as injuries. Like, where's the evolution of you here? Yeah. But I guess what the hope would be is we get him here, he realizes, you know, things have taken a turn, and maybe he locks in. It's a gamble you got to take, I think, if you're a team like the Kings.
Yeah. Real quick before you get out of here, I know my partner talked about this yesterday, and I don't necessarily disagree at all, but he says OKC could be going after 70 this year. Do you think they're that type of team with the league the way it is right now?
I think they're the perfect modern team. And I don't, maybe not perfect, but they're perfect for the modern style in that they got a lot of guys who love to catch and shoot, but also play defense. And they got like they got seven of them dudes. It feels like they got another guy every night, whether it's Wiggins, whether it's Dort, whether it's Caruso, one of those dudes chips in every night. They're doing this without their second best player. They're doing this with Chet missing some time. They're long. They guard hard every night. They don't care that they just won the title. They pick up full court. They kind of started this full court press revolution a little bit. That's a tough team. And if they remain healthy, 70's hard just because, you know, a team gets hot from three, which is what the Blazers did. They can catch you, and that's kind of like make-miss league type stuff. That's a team that's going to win a lot of games. I think for them, their schedule hasn't been crazy. So, you know, we'll see. Start seeing them play against the Denvers and Milwaukee, who has looked really good. And you know, these other teams, they get traveling more. But it's a scary team. They're going to win a lot of games. And we might be looking at Shea back-to-back MVPs, which is also scary because that dude is killing it. And he just can't be guarded. Like, that's my thing with Shea, because this is high praise, but he's like a mix of Kobe and Iverson. With the handle and kind of like the movements and the mid-range and the way he just gets guys off balance. But then he has that game where he kind of is a foul grifter, and he kind of is grabbing your arms and ducking under you and all this stuff. It's like, dude, you're so much fun to watch when you're not doing that. I hate it when you do this. But, yeah, that team is scary. I can't wait till the Rockets play them again. Hopefully everybody's at full strength. Can we get another clash there? Because, you know, five straight, hopefully six straight tonight. But 70's lofty. I don't know if we'll ever see that again with as much as guys shoot threes, but they're going to be up there, mid-60s. They're going to give it a chance.
Talk about back-to-back MVPs. That boy in Milwaukee going to have something to say about that.
Oh, look. Hey, look. I got this. You know, last couple years, I've had to salute a couple dudes. We joke about Halliburton on here, but, like, yo, when you do what you did in playoffs last year, you just a dude. Giannis is one of them boys. Like, I'm not trying to, like, I met him. He was super nice. We joked about how I used to kind of give him a hard time. But that dude just produces, man. And he hits the game winner the other night. Like, I can only ask for so much. I got to stop hating. I got no choice. But I hope my boy gets in the MVP race. He had a couple of rough games. He's getting tired of getting triple teamed. But that's a whole nother story. And, you know, he let the crowd have it, the team have it. But that's what he's looking at this year. And I think that's the game plan, obviously, for the Rockets, is to let the youngins eat. And when we need Kevin in crunch time, he steps up. He does what he got to do. I said Kevin because he was mad. I said, hey, dog, y'all won by 20, man. Only so much I can hear about this. You right. You ain't getting to play ball. You getting triple teamed. You shot terrible. He missed the layup at the end of the game. Like, he just forced it over three people, fell on the ground, just laid there. I said, I know you frustrated, but look, y'all won by 20, buddy. This is the plan here. This is, you know, you just going to have to thug it out for right now. Over that means they win a lot of games, too.
Eddie, we appreciate you as always, my brother. Have a great weekend.
Fellas. Good to chat always, man. I hope y'all got some runs in this week, man. Hope y'all get some runs in. I came fresh off a run.
Oh yeah, I got you. Oh, I'll hold up my end. I got you.
You jinxed me with the win too. It's been windy.
That's eat me. I'm gonna get six in tomorrow for you. How about that?
Ooh. All right. I'm gonna be checking, man.
Okay, yeah, I got you.
Seeing y'all, man. We'll be back next week.
All right, we appreciate
big dog,
you, boy.
Bronx, stand up, BX Burrow.
Scan, play, win, and look at the Westfield Galleria at Roseville inside the Golden One Center. For me, that is next Wednesday. You can scan the QR code on the ad at the Golden One Center to play the instant win game and score prizes from top retailers from inside the Westfield Galleria at Roseville. That's next Wednesday, November 12th, when the Sacramento Kings take on Atlanta. Coming up Monday at the Golden One Center, it's UCLA and Oklahoma. Big time women's basketball is coming to Sacramento. Yeah. We've got your chance to win tickets, and we'll talk to the head coach of the UCLA women's basketball program, Corey Close, next hour here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Cam Thomas out 3 to 4 weeks, according to our brother Chris Haynes, diagnosed with a left hamstring strain. It's already bad in Brooklyn, but real tough that Cam Thomas, who had obviously a difficult offseason, not getting a deal that he was hoping for. Good score out for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Coming up this hour, Corey Close, the head coach of UCLA women's basketball. She's going to be with us. This is the reigning National Coach of the Year. She swept all of the coaching accolades last year as UCLA went to the Final Four. I believe that was her first Final Four, and UCLA is tested in this early part of the season. They're 2-0 right now, but four of their next six opponents are ranked, and that starts Monday when they take on Oklahoma here in Sacramento at the Golden One Center. So we'll talk to Corey Close coming up at about 3:30. And in the next hour, final hour of the show, we'll have tickets for you to go to that UCLA Oklahoma game. So just tap in for that. We've got you covered. One game in the association last night, man, and it stunk. The Clippers are terrible. Now, Kawhi, this collection of players is not working, and Kawhi and Jane, they didn't play last night. This might be a playing team, or worse.
Of guys that are all over the hill.
Yeah.
Bradley Beal has passed what I guess Bradley Beal at his best would have been, and he's passed, I think, even a little bit after that. Like, he's just. Now we're winding down the years of Bradley Beal's career. Same with James Harden. Kawhi is just.
Yeah, but James was an all-star last year.
But, yeah, do we care about all-stars, though?
No, but he was a good player. Like, I didn't expect it to be. Like, they're off to a rough start. Like, there's a few times where it's like, this team, they've got some depth, man. They'll be able to figure some things out. They're 3-5 right now. They had runs last year, but this time I'm watching them kind of different. Like, maybe that run's not going
to
be there.
And I know it's not CP3, and he's only there to be a backup point guard. But it's like, you got Chris Paul there, and he's like 40 years
old.
See,
Chris.
It's the retirement home team.
Well, see, Chris, I think, is legitimately just trying to finish his career there. That's what I think Chris Paul is trying to do. I advocated for that. I was like, go back to L.A., like, sign with the Clippers. It'd be great. I don't know if this is his last season or not, but I think this is a great way for his career to end with the Clippers. Mm-hmm. He's, of the guys that you just named, he's the one that I think is, he's there. He's going to contribute. He's going to play. He's going to be a voice. He's going to be a lot of different things. But, man, like, I don't think Phoenix is good.
I don't either.
I know I keep saying that, and it makes that first game of the season more infuriating every time I say it. I do not think Phoenix is a good basketball team. They didn't really have much trouble with the Clippers last night.
Jalen Green, I think, had a record for team debut threes made, I think, for the Suns. I think he had like six of them.
Really?
Yeah. It was the most threes made in a Suns debut, I think.
Good for him.
Jalen Green's going to be an interesting case study, so to speak, because I wonder if whatever was going on in Houston last year maybe held him back a little bit and made him a little bit more hit or miss with his consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And now being in Phoenix, maybe he feels a little bit more freer, something that works a little bit more for him, and he can work on being a more consistent scorer in Phoenix. So I'm going to keep my eye on him and see kind of what happens with him. Last year, though, I do want to say the Clippers started 6-7.
Okay. They're 3-5 right now.
And then they
50 wins last year.
Yeah. They cut, and to be fair, they started 6-7. They end up getting over 500. They're like 5 over. But then they like took off in the last month and a half. Mm-hmm. Like that's when they went crazy last year. At one point, man, that's crazy. On March 5th, they were 33-29. They finished 50-32.
33-29. Okay. Wow.
Goodness gracious.
That, I think, let me look.
I bring that up to say maybe that might be how they go about things again. I was thinking about it last night too after the loss. I'm not comfortable with the Clippers being in that play-in. I think they'll find a way to get into the top six.
Kawhi's missed the last two. They lost both. They've lost 3 in a row. I'm just looking up Kawhi. Let me go back to last year real quick. Kawhi misses the first 34 games of the season and then is very much on a load management schedule. He's playing his you said 33-29?
Yeah, on March 5th.
He is, about January 23rd is where he started playing a lot of basketball. He was clearly on a load management schedule, but he would play for, that looks like 10 games in a row, missed one, played, that was, that's not a back-to-back, I don't know why he missed that one, missed a couple, well, then he would.
Had to go take pictures. What a tree.
Actually, he didn't do that, which is part of the problem.
That's what he told the Clippers.
If he had just
never did it.
Wouldn't be in this. I love how that's just gone completely quiet, too.
Oh, I thought about that the other day, too. Like, they even try to rile it back up with aspiration is suing. Nobody cares. We've moved on.
I don't think they've moved on. I think they're doing their investigation, but I think they're just looking at each other like, how long do we have to pretend like we're doing this?
Till before the All-Star game.
Anyways, the point is, it looks like it's about late January where Kawhi really got going and kind of was a steady force with the Los Angeles Clippers. And not too long after that, they went on a. It was as you noted, early March. They went on a. They went on a pretty epic run.
They did this 2 years ago too. It was just a different time of the season. But remember, they started off super slow and then. From like December to March, they were like 25-2 or something like
that.
Yeah. But they end up cooling off, going into the playoffs a little bit, and it didn't work out for them. But I could actually.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at it now. Yeah, and then the cool off started. Cool off actually started in February. Mm. They lost three of the four final games in February. And then, they kind of just became a average basketball team after that.
And I think I'm sure this happened. They,
I don't know why that was funny. I'm sure this happened. It's fine. I'm sure it did.
Well, I looked at the game and I remember when it happened. They traded for James Harden early, and they lost a bunch of games. They had lost.
That's
five,
right.
Six
yes,
because
I distinctly remember making fun of them.
Yeah. And then James Harden had they beat Houston on a Friday night. I remember watching that on a plane. I don't know where I was going. I think I was going to L.A. But for Reese's birthday. But James Harden had a 4-point play to snap their 5-6-7 game losing streak, and then they just left Earth. they left Earth after that game, and then they cooled off. But the point being, they never just look great throughout the season.
So let me ask, they gonna do it again?
I would say they are. Okay. Maybe not to this extent. Maybe not to where they were 2 years ago and last year. And I think they would end up being like a 4 seed. Like, I don't know if they'll get to that, but I do think they'll be a top 16.
We were both on that bus. Mm-hmm. You're on. Mm-hmm. I would like to get off.
Oh, they're playing.
I think so. Okay. Time out. All right, everybody calm down. Time out. Let's look at something here. Yeah. Gosh, there's a run. There's a run happening. We gotta
bump shoulders with Damian right as he calls the timeout.
Just a quick scan.
The one team I'm
out.
Looking at.
I'm out.
Well, do you think the Warriors are getting in? Like top six? Because the one little.
You know what trend I'm watching? And it's, now, granted, I'm doing the same thing you did. You're talking about what they did in the past. Godfrey, we're referencing history here. That 1-4 thing on the road, we saw that before.
Talking about Golden State.
Golden State, yeah. Sorry. I'm talking about the Warriors.
Yeah.
We've seen that very, very recently. I don't think it could be even remotely close to as extreme as it was 2 years ago. But I do have my eye on it.
Mm-hmm. No Steph again tonight. I think they're in Denver tonight.
Man, this is tough. I want out.
Okay.
I want off the bus.
Let me out, though.
You can pick the movie and the snacks and all that stuff yourself.
Let me out, though. I saw a tweet today.
Boys in the Hood reference for those who didn't get
it. Because Steph is out again because he's under the weather. And
under the weather?
Yeah. You know the scene in Ray.
My man must have a hell of a flu or cold or whatever.
The scene in Ray where he's detoxing or something. But
they
said this is Steph after LeBron gave him the wine.
That's terrible. That is terrible. Funny. Funny as hell. Terrible, though.
LeBron poisoned the wine. Oh, come on, man.
All right.
Get well soon, Steph. Get well soon.
Sure. When are they on the schedule next? Oh, not for a while.
We got a while.
Go visit LeBron again before
January. I think that's when they play him again.
I would have been sick to my stomach if that game went the same way the other night, but Steph was on the floor.
Oh no, that's not. That's not an easy feeling.
I just kept thinking I wanted to yell down to Draymond. He ain't here. He ain't here. Y'all hoes gonna lose.
And you could do it. You was right next to Draymond. You got it like that.
Draymond wasn't even doing anything.
You said you were going to yell right next to Draymond. What does that mean?
That's what I'm saying.
I said I was going to yell down to Draymond.
He said I was right next to him.
No,
he
didn't.
Draymond,
you suck.
First of all, I was in the company seats working. Those are not my seats.
Nobody said you weren't working.
I'm on the wait list
until
April for those seats.
You was there.
You're on the wait list.
Hey, Kings Warriors, April 13th. I'm there.
There you go. There you go.
That was Kelly doing going.
Yeah.
We working.
Hey,
we
Kelly
working,
works.
Baby.
Kelly nah, works.
That's my
Kelly
girl.
Works.
That's cool. What else did you tell Draymond?
I didn't tell
did you
Draymond
shake his hand?
Anything.
Did you tell him that we run his promos for his podcast now?
Did you say, hey?
I did not speak to Draymond
coworker.
Green. I did not speak to Draymond Green.
Do you know Danny?
Gosh. Does Danny bother you as much as he bothered us? Do you know about the shot clock, Draymond?
Draymond, are you allowed to talk wrestling on your podcast? No? Okay. It's cool.
Man. Well, I think the Clippers will figure it out enough to get to be a top 16.
Okay. Well, the Kings figure it out enough to beat Oklahoma City tonight.
By the way,
in KC. Yep.
Lou Dort out tonight.
That's correct.
I'll take that.
Yeah. Lou Dort out.
I had a weird feeling about this game going into it, but now it's kind of gone, given OKC lost and the Kings won on Wednesday. It's just...
Oh, yeah, that you noted that right away. That bothered you.
But
I understand.
Just, I still have that feeling.
Thunder losing back-to-back for me is just what I'm hung up on. It's just they don't do that, really.
I still have that feeling. I understand. And when I say that, I think it's going to be a nice, close game. I don't know. I'm not predicting the Kings' victory. But... Am I out of pocket? Am I doing too much? Am I a prisoner of the moment to feel confident that in part because of number 18?
Mm-hmm.
These guys are always going to get after it.
Compete.
Yes.
Sure.
There's
nothing wrong with that.
They are always going to get after it. They're not going to back down. They're not going to quit. They're going to get after it. Will they make enough shots or have enough? That's a separate conversation.
Competing. But, yeah. We've seen games where not this version of mm-hmm. Kings, but guys in Kings uniform mm-hmm. that sometimes it just looks like they haven't competed.
Right.
Or aren't competing, I should say.
I think it's.
That hasn't happened.
It hasn't happened. It might be a little too early for some to say this is a characteristic of this team, mm-hmm. but I'm leaning toward like, no, this is who they are. Like, they're going to get after it every time they step out on the floor. You got guys like Precious, like even Drew Eubanks, who are going to fill in for Domantas Sabonis. Not as good, but these guys ain't no punks. Like, they don't – energy is not Drew Eubanks' downfall. Like, he gets after it. Obviously, with Russ, it just feels like with Russ, he's not going to let anything else happen. Because even if the energy is down, when he gets in, all right, the energy's going up, period. So – I think it's gonna be a close game tonight. See if they can pull out the victory.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.